When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Yo! Welcome into the House of L podcast. I'm Lawrence Holmes. Thanks so much for listening. Ordinarily, the segment that I do with Remy Martin is YouTube only, but I figured with the news of the day, it was important that I put this on House of L actual. So while I am loading up the video, I wanted to let the people who listen to this as an audio property know what was going on. So that's why I jumped on the pod. And a lot of your questions on why I'm moving to afternoons for middays will be answered. I will say that it's very nice to have all this time in the morning. I'm a big fan of it. But I wanted you to hear everything that I needed to say and had to say about all of this. It's been nuts, yar, over the last, 4 days, 5 days in getting all of this stuff done while trying to recover from what was going on with me physically. But we got it done and we've got a new show. So for those of you listening on Spotify and Apple, I appreciate you. We do have a House of L YouTube page. If you subscribe, that would be awesome. You can also comment there on things if you wish. But I wanted to share all of this stuff with you so that you were also in the loop. All right, here we go. So, hey, good morning. We usually do the Remy Martin recap at night, but now that my schedule has changed, it has given me an opportunity to do this. And I want to thank subscriber Pharaoh 6999. Wait, was I supposed to say 69 and then nice and then 99? But Pharaoh 6999 with coming up with what we should call this when it happens to be in the morning. Big thanks to him. We are going to call this the Morning Buzz. I like that. Brought to you by the fine folks over at Remy Martin. And as you can see, the bottle has been emptied a little bit. Not totally empty, but I told you last night that I was going to have a drink, and I did. It's a little Remy on the rocks. So thanks to Remy Martin for their support, their continued support of this podcast and other ventures. I guess I should take my headphones off now if I want. Okay. So, ordinarily what we end up doing is we talk about the Bears on the nightcap brought to you by Remy Martin, but obviously there's been big news today that I've been sitting on for the last couple of days. Didn't want to blow up the spot. The bosses had a big rollout that they wanted to do, and they did that this morning, and I am going to be hosting afternoons with Matt Spiegel starting today. So when I'm done with this, I'm going to leave and head to the Score Studios for the first afternoon show. We're going to be on today, I think, from 2 to 4:45 or 4:55, because we've got Cubs stuff. But then after that, 2 to 6. And I'm really looking forward to it. I love Spiegel. Spiegel is a really empathetic dude. He's really smart. He cares about stuff. I think that he has a humanity when it comes to watching sports that even I lose sometimes because of, you know, you spend a lot of time talking about sports. I think that he views it from the perspective of human beings and the human condition. And I think that that's going to be good. I'm looking forward to the challenge of this. I talk with Spiegs. The show is called Spiegel and Holmes. I'm coming into his show. You know what I mean? I'm not really that stuff, like the title of it, like doesn't matter to me that much. Like it didn't matter when it was Bernstein and Holmes. It doesn't matter when it's Spiegel and Holmes, where my name is on it. As long as I'm an and not a with, that's the only thing that matters. If I were a with, there are certain people in the industry that I would consider being a with. Like if Dan Patrick was like, hey, I want you to be on the show, it'll be the Dan Patrick Show with Lawrence Holmes. Cool. I could do that. But in most cases, you want to be an and. You want it to be an equal partnership. And I had that with Dan. And I have, like, anytime that I brought up an idea with Dan, we tried it. I can't imagine it will be any differently with Spiegel. There's a lot that goes into this on how all of this happened. I'll try to share what I can share from it. Mitch came to me in Vegas, so what, like a month ago? And he ran a bunch of different scenarios for me because he's big on being transparent and he's up front. He was like, look, you know who our leading candidate is Jason Goff. And as it should be, Jason is, as I've said many times, Jason is my favorite talk show host in the country. I think he's really good. And so Mitch kind of ran a bunch of different scenarios with me. Like we met in the coffee shop in Circa. And he said, there's a lot of different ways this can go. There was at one point talk of it being Jason and I and us doing a show, which, as you know, I would have 100% been behind us doing a show. That's kind of been a thing that we have talked about and fantasized about for a long time. I remember my guy, Jeff Dickerson, used to always talk about, no matter where any of us are, the idea is to work with the best people. Like at the end of it, you hope that you have enough love from the places that you work that they trust you and they say, hey, you know, you can bring in your peeps and you can do a great show. I felt like that was a real possibility. And then it seemed like it wasn't a possibility. The whole time, the powers that be, score management, completely kept me in the loop. And they said, look, there's a bunch of different things that could happen. We could move you and Dan. We could move Dan. We could move you. So there's been all of these different possibilities, but the first thing that needed to happen was they needed to sign Jay, and they didn't. They didn't come to terms, and I understand. Like I listened to Jay's podcast, and I thought that he was completely upfront. And I, for one, as someone who owns their own small media company, I completely back him on the idea of not wanting to give up what has been an incredible podcast for The Ringer. And now he's got the job back with the Bulls, which is a great move by them to have Jason back. And I understand him not wanting to give up IP, like intellectual property. That makes all the sense in the world. I understand where Odyssey is coming from too. I was hoping that Jay would be back because One, it finishes the story in a way. But here's the thing. Here's the thing about Jason Goff. And I've told him this. Like, the way that his career ended at the score had nothing to do with him. It had everything to do with the guy that was in charge back then. And since then, he's continued to flourish. Like, all those things that make him my favorite talk show host are the things that have made him a star on NBC Sports Chicago. It's why he's doing Bomani Jones's podcast. Like, that guy is also one of the best talk show hosts in the country. I don't know if he... It finishes the story if he's to return, and I hope that it, at some point maybe he does. But I would say that the score needed Jay more than Jay needed the score. You know what I'm saying? Like, the guy's a star, and he's been a star for a really long time. And when you become a star, you get to call your shots. And he had some things that he wanted to protect himself. And from what I gather from what he said on the podcast, and he has earned that right. And that should be respected. But once it came to a close, that it wasn't going to be him, the station quickly, very quickly, pivoted to me.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
As I talked about in the last pod, I was going through some stuff, man. Like, I was really going through some stuff. So it made the conversations difficult because I didn't feel great. And so whenever ordinarily I would tell someone in my position to not negotiate while you don't feel good, but they kind of laid it out and they said, look, it's important. Our football season is important. And we need to get going. You know, the negotiation with Jay took a long time, as it should, because it's a very important thing. And we want to keep going. Here's an idea. What do you think of this? And I said, I need to think about it. So they let me think about it for a day. And I'm glad that they did, because there's a lot to consider. There's the time slot. There's the partnership with Dan. There's doing a different role. So my role on this show is going to be different than my role on Bernstein and Holmes. And I'm kind of excited about it because I think it fits a little bit more naturally than what I've been doing. Not that it didn't work. It clearly worked with Dan. Like, the ratings prove that. Dan and I are both I'll do the sports thing, okay? Dan and I are both point guards. We're both points. And so when we joined up, it was kind of like, hey, how are we going to do this? Who's going to drive? Now, in most cases, it doesn't matter because both of us can drive segments very similarly to what Spiegel and I can do. But I think I'm going to drive the afternoon show. And Spiegs and I talked about that. Like we had a nice conversation on Friday about it. And he said that he's maybe a little bit more comfortable being a counterpuncher. And I'm a little bit more comfortable being a puncher. So I think that this works out maybe a little bit better just from it's clear on middays that Dan's going to drive, right? Like Dan and Marshall, Dan will drive because Marshall is still relatively new to doing radio every day. He's done it. Like he did it in Philly, but this is a different deal doing that show every day for a while. So I'm excited about this. I talked with Chris Ranji. He offered up, he was like, you know, you're going to love afternoons. And I didn't really think about it until after everything was done. Like after the bosses were like, okay, this is, are you good with this? This is what we want to do. I was like, yes. And they were like, you've been through a lot over the last week. We want you to take Thursday, Friday off and just go away. And so I did. And I went hiking in Flagstaff. It was great because I finally like felt better overall. And I talked with Spiegs and Tanny and Shane. Like we had a show meeting on Friday. And walking through how all of this is going to go is really exciting. But like today, I woke up. I tried to give myself 45 minutes more sleep today. And being able to get all this stuff done, including this, is a really big deal. So I don't know how I'm going to handle having all of this free time. I do think that usually I'm a lot more creative in the morning than I am at night. So that's good. I think that we'll still be in the window for me to do the show, but I'm looking forward to a new challenge. And that's what this is. It's a new challenge. And they, you know, the bosses were very clear about like what they expect from this going forward. And that they think that I am a good fit for this. And so, okay. Like this is, and they ran it. I don't want to say they ran it by. That doesn't sound right. They told Dan what they were trying to do. They were in constant communication with all of us. And now this is the new thing. And I can't wait for you to hear it. I don't know what it's going to be. I just know that I'm excited. And just to put a postscript on it, I do wish that Jay was a part of this. And I tried to stay out of his business. He was very forthright, too, about this. I've tried to stay out of his business. But I'll just tell you, like, no matter where that guy is, he's going to be a star. You know, I think a lot about where he's come from and what he's done in his career. And I'm really proud of him. You know, I'm proud of him on this too. It takes real courage to walk away from something that you want because you're standing on principle. And Jay has got a lot of character. So watch him on the new network. make sure you support the Full Go podcast the way that you support this podcast. And 2 o'clock, we'll have transition segment. Grody's in today, so it'll be Dan and Bears. And then Speegs and I start our adventure. Being back with Chris Tannehill, who used to produce my show at night, I am very lucky. Very lucky. That guy is the best sound guy in the business, period. Getting a chance to work with Shane, who I think is just scratching the surface of his potential as a producer. And I think that we will get the best out of each other. We've been teammates for a long time, and now we get to do this. I know he said that, let me say that when he was in South Bend, it was like being in a prison, and my nighttime show was what kept him going. Well, I hope so. That would be awesome if that were the case. But it's going to be good. Thanks for your support throughout all of this. Thanks to the sponsors. Yeah, you're the sponsor back in there. Thanks to Remy Martin. If you would like to celebrate me and you occasionally like to have a drink, get yourself some Remy Martin and pour one out for me today and enjoy it. And again, Pharaoh6999. Make sure the morning buzz. I like it. And that's what we're doing. The morning buzz. See, it's great when you, the listener, help create content. And you did in this case. See you at 2 o'clock.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger for thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.